The Northern Ireland Independent Retail Trade Association has expressed concern at the latest Springboard survey. It shows Northern Ireland's shop vacancy rate the highest in the UK at 17.3%, footfall down by 4.5% compared to the same time last year. The Chief Executive, Glenn Roberts, is with us. What's going wrong, Glenn?
Well, I think that we are very disappointed at those figures. They should have been a lot better, considering, you know, we have, you know, obviously the recovery in place. But I think what we do need to focus on is where are the solutions to address this problem. And I think it's certainly we need to see Stormont and our 11 councils putting together a coordinated plan to support the future of our town and city centres. And that means change to planning policy, rates, infrastructure, regeneration, and above all, a comprehensive shop vacancy strategy, because I do believe we can turn around this problem. And it's all about how we create 21st century town and city centres, which are a combination of retail and hospitality, and making our town centres fun places, places that people want to come back to time and time again.
Kenny, you're a businessman. Are rates just too dear? Do they need revaluated?
Well, the 2015 reval has had a huge impact on our business, where we've had huge increases on convenience retail, and we haven't seen that really have the same impact on out-of-town shopping centres. So the understanding initially was that this was in some way to address that imbalance, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
Glenn?
I think Kelly makes a very important point, because we're almost facing a perfect storm of high cost issues facing business in Northern Ireland. If, as Kenny rightly said, the rates reval was difficult for a large amount of businesses in Northern Ireland, not just retail. We've also got auto enrolment. We've got the national living wage. We have high energy costs. We have an unreformed planning system. And all of those things are limiting growth, not just for the retail sector, but for many other businesses in Northern Ireland. And that's why these figures in terms of the vacancy rates are a wake-up call for Stormont and our 11 councils. They must take these figures seriously. We must get a coordinated plan to address all of these problems. And I think it is what we now need to focus on. What are the solutions to all these problems?
So what now needs to be done?
Well, I think first and foremost, I mean, we're engaging with Stormont, we're engaging with all of the councils, and I think the first thing they do need to address is actually a comprehensive vacancy strategy and to address the problems of vacant shops in our town and city centres. I think in terms of rates, obviously we are. This is something that we are engaging with the finance minister on. We're going to put forward a number of ideas from ourselves how we can reform business rates. But there's no doubt about it that the rates revaluation for many businesses was very difficult, and particularly in the retail sector, when you had increases of 50, 60, 70, 80, 90% in the rates bill of independent retailers and small businesses. So we've got to address this, and many of those businesses are appealing this decision. But I think what we've got to try and do, and this is something that the DFP is starting to focus on, is how do we get a new rating system which delivers for small business, delivers for independent retailers, and above all delivers for our town.
And you have seven shops, Kenny. You find it tight?
We are, yes. I mean, the reval 2015, the effect it had in our stores is increases ranging from 19% up to 218% of an increase. We've obviously went into appeal process and working our way through that, hoping to get that reduced somewhat. But it's a whole range of issues that are all coming in a very short period of time. I mean, commercial charges for commercial sewage was brought in with the Northern Ireland Water, where the sewage charges are actually higher than your water consumption. That has been brought in. We've had that impact. There's also then the living wage coming in next year, which, in my opinion, should be set regionally rather than a blanket for the whole of UK. I'm not sure how that stacks up or makes sense. We've had the auto enrolment that has come into effect, and that's due to increase again in 2017. Okay. It actually doubled,
well, listen, 3%, really,
and then up again in 2018 to 3%. Yeah. So it's whenever you add all of these things all up within a 2-3 year period, I mean, we really are in uncharted territory. I've been in retail for 20 years, and I have never seen as much just dumped onto business in such a short period of time. And it's going to be very interesting to see how and what comes out the other side of this. It has to have a devastating impact on a lot of smaller business. I don't see anything in there that's trying to address the challenges in smaller business.
Kenny,
the legislation's the same.
We've got to leave it there, Kenny, but thank you very much indeed. Glenn Roberts, nice to talk to you too. Thank you.